Report: Ukraine and Moldova on course to start formally EU membership talks in June. By Christian K. Caruso on June 3, 2026. Ukraine and Moldova are expected to begin the first formal negotiation steps with Brussels for their respective EU memberships after Hungary confirmed it will stop opposing Kyiv's bid. One of the steps of the broader EU accession process involves a series of negotiation clusters and chapters that see prospective countries adapt its legislation to EU standards. Ukraine is set to begin its first negotiation cluster with Brussels in mid-June, a development that it is reportedly expected will help advance Moldova's EU aspirations and negotiation clusters, as both nations submitted EU membership applications within days of each other in early 2022. For years, Kyiv's European Union membership pursuit found itself fierce opposition from the government of former Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. However, unnamed diplomatic sources claimed to Politico on Tuesday that the new government of Prime Minister Peter Magyar has privately expressed an openness to lift Hungary's veto on Ukraine's EU membership following a meeting this week between Ukrainian and Hungarian human rights experts. One of the diplomats reportedly said that the Ukrainian representatives provided assurances on how to resolve most of the concerns expressed by the Orbán administration in the past over Ukraine's prospective EU membership. Per Politico, the diplomat added that Budapest's approval was not contingent on passing new legislation in Ukraine. Negotiations are ongoing. No agreement has been reached, an unnamed Hungarian official claimed to Politico on condition of anonymity. President Volodymyr Zelensky and members of his administration have publicly rejected any prospective EU association that is not a full member of the bloc, particularly after German Chancellor Friedrich Merz reportedly proposed granting Ukraine an associate member EU position that, while not equal to a full member, would grant Kyiv participation in the group and access to some benefits without bestowing Ukraine with voting rights in the bloc. Zelensky rejected Merz's proposal under grounds that Ukraine's place in the EU must be complete, full and equal. Days later, Taras Kochka, Ukraine's deputy prime minister for European and Euro-Atlantic integration, also rejected the German chancellor's proposal, affirming that there is no alternative for his country other than a fast-track EU accession pathway. According to Kochka, Ukraine's EU membership is the starting point of any discussions about the country's future. As Breitbart News reported last year, Ukraine has faced a litany of criticism over its lack to address corruption and several other issues, leaving it facing a long way towards its EU membership goals. On Tuesday, the European Commission and Moldova reiterated their commitment to broad reforms in line with the country's aspirations to join the EU following a meeting between Executive Vice President for Social Rights and Skills, Quality Jobs and Preparedness Roxana Mințatu and Moldovan officials. Moldova is advancing steadily on its European path, with concrete progress in education, employment and social rights. Through our cooperation, the EU is investing in people, in better skills, quality jobs, equal opportunities, and stronger support for children and families, Mințatu said. This is about alignment with EU standards and moving forward, because a stronger Moldova also means a stronger Europe, she continued. Moldova is advancing steadily on its European path, the European Commission said through social media. We will continue to strengthen EU-Moldova collaboration in the areas of education, employment and social policies, which are crucial for Moldova's reform efforts and its aspirations to join the EU. Speaking with Euractiv on Tuesday, Moldovan Deputy Prime Minister Eugen Osmochescu affirmed that his country still aims to sign an EU accession treaty by the end of 2028. However, should Moldova not join the EU by then, the country has a plan B of reunifying with Romania, which joined the European Union in 2007. There is a cost, Osmochescu stressed to Euractiv. It will have to be absorbed by Romania and by the EU. But the cost wouldn't be as huge as the one in terms of the former, East and West, Germanies when they unified.